Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. Today is Monday, the 20th of January of the year 2020, and boy, is today a day. Happy Martin Luther King Day to everyone who's ever felt a bit disappointed that not only has his dream not come true, but also things seem to be getting worse on the old being judged by the colour of their skin front. Though, of course, that might be a matter of suddenly being able to see more racism rather than there actually being more. Don't ask me, someone should get the stats on that. Other celebrations on this date include Penguin Awareness Day and Camcorder Day. So if you have a chance to go perv on a penguin, make sure you take an old-fashioned camcorder rather than using your culturally insensitive, if technologically superior, smartphone. Today, our guest is the acrobat, diplomat and all-round aristocrat, political commentator and female stand-up S, the very lady comedienne, Jenna Friedman. How are you?
I'm great, Alice. How are you doing?
I am so well. Coming up today, we'll be talking with our American political expert, Jenna Friedman, on all things Big D Democratic, by which we mean the political party that calls itself the Democrats in the context of the small d democracy that the still somehow United States at least gestures vaguely towards having as its system of government. But first, some headlines. In the news today, ex-Italian Prime Minister, convicted tax fraud and creepy creep Silvio Berlusconi has appealed to the Supreme Court of Italy regarding the recent landslide election of the Wiggles to the Prime Ministership of Italy, claiming that the glitch in the system which allowed babies to vote means the result should be stricken from the record. When asked for comments, the Wiggles sang a song about friendship and then allocated some federal resources to hospitals. In sports headlines, it is the start of the Australian Open today, and we are about to find how well tennis works in the context of heavy, particulate airborne matter. Controversial, excellent tennis player and unfortunately public homophobe Margaret Court is due to make some sort of awful statement, so strap in for that. It is also the start today of the 2020 European Figure Skating Championships in Austria, so if you enjoy some high skates, ice dance action, that is something to tune in for. It is time for your classified ads. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. New decade, new plans, new adventures, new pointless retail trends. Put the amp into camping with our new pop-up tent. Combining all the flim of a tent with the unpredictability of a pop-up store for the pop-up tent shop where everything is more expensive than it should be, the store itself is a tent but doesn't even seem to sell tents so much as the idea of future tents, and the service staff are simultaneously confused and disdainful in response to all questions. Pop-up tents. Don't call us, we'll just show up for a while somewhere while you're camping. Also available in a monthly subscription pack where a tent just appears somewhere in your life once a month. Do you suffer from hot flushes, irritability, weight gain, anxiety? Have you considered taking a step back from social media? Really, it's obvious when you think about it. Just put your phone down and go for a little walk. You'd be surprised at how little shit you miss once you get over the rat-maid's dopamine hit of refreshing your feed. Just do some other stuff for like half an hour. Spoken by Alice Fraser for the Society of Smug Advice You'd Give But Wouldn't Take. Can be used in conjunction with half a glass of water.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The Last Post.
And our top story today, the American Democrats. Jenna, you are our American expert on Americans. What is going on with that shit?
Well, I'm going to tell you, but first I want to, because of the penguin motif, I want to just mention one interesting fact about penguins that I recently discovered, if that's okay. Is that?
Please do.
All right. So first I want to talk about penguins. There's a really interesting fact within the penguin community that besides humans, only penguins and two types of monkeys, I think it's chimps and capuchin monkeys, are known to prostitute themselves. Penguins, actually, the way that they make their nests are with pebbles, and they have found that in penguin habitats, if there's a shortage of pebbles, a female will like prostitute herself to a male penguin in order to get more pebbles to build her nest. So it really just kind of looks at prostitution from like a economic perspective, you know, like if you don't have the resources to build your home, then that's kind of makes at least penguins and two types of monkeys prostitute themselves. So I think you could extrapolate that to kind of look at prostitution as really like an economic issue.
Sex work on the ice shelf. Jenna Friedman, what a great fact.
Yeah, it's interesting. Speaking of prostitution, that segues perfectly into American politics. We have a very exciting election coming up. It could be our last before Ivanka's dictator. And the Democrats are currently cannibalizing their opportunity to beat Trump. My personal favorite candidate is Warren. I think it's going to be a fight to the death between Biden and Bernie, and it'll be fun to sit back and watch. I'll totally obviously vote for whoever it is. I think it's inspiring for older Americans to see people outside of the nursing home running for office. That's cool. You know, it's changing our perceptions of how old you need to be lucid and run a country. So that is pretty inspiring for
For a nation that sort of represents itself as a young nation, America is certainly putting into play a lot of politicians from, let's say, the more august demographic.
Yes, I would. Yes, that's a very Australian way to put it. It's also very inspiring, you know, Bernie's base is so, has such an allegiance towards him that I could see them voting for his hologram, worst case scenario. So that's pretty cool.
He's a very charming man, Bernie Sanders, and he says things.
Yes.
You know, very convincing things like all Americans should have teeth.
Yeah, you know, I think that he's kind of like our version of Jeremy Corbyn, only a little less anti-Semitic. And I get in trouble when I say that. So if that offended you, you know, I'm Amy Schumer.
Wait a second. With whom does it get you in trouble? Does it get you in trouble with Corbynites, or does it get you in trouble with anti-Semites who are hoping that Sanders is anti-Semitic?
That's a very funny question. No, I think you know, Corbyn supporters, when I was in London and working out these zingers, I was getting, they were coming up to me after the show and saying he's not anti-Semitic. And I'm like, I'm just a comedian. I don't know. Doesn't he have friends who are? Like, does that kind of count? But I don't.
Well, I think the thing with Jeremy Corbyn is that there was like systemic anti-Semitism in the party that he was leading.
Yes.
And the fact that he didn't do anything about it was seen as complicity, yes, as it were.
And
given
now,
the history of anti-Semitism being a few very very angry people who don't like Jews and everyone else being
silent.
Like, yeah, I guess that's fine.
Yes. We've got a lot of really cool candidates. We've got Tom Hanks, Oprah Winfrey. I feel like they're going to give Trump a run for his money. You know, we're all going to just unite together and get behind whoever is going to defeat Trump, because that's the American way. We see fascism and we defeat it.
Well, it's interesting because with no clear leader yet emerging for the Democratic primaries, usually by now there's kind of a much smaller pack, right? Alternative suggestions for leader selection in the beleaguered party are emerging, with Twitter polls, pin the head on the donkey, and armored deathmatch emerging as the preferred selection mechanisms between such candidates as Tom Hanks, Bernie Sanders, Oprah Winfrey, and Elizabeth Warren, and the other ones who I can't remember.
Bodie McBoatface, I think, is one of them.
Bodie McBoatface. Our American democracy, a system constructed in the 1800s when you had to send off a delegate on a horse to represent your interests as a community, now operating in a future of multi-billion dollar bribes, polarized voters operating with drastically different information about the actual state of the world, gerrymandering, high-speed lies, Wi-Fi, celebrity endorsements, and so many vested interests that everyone's arms are cold. That only works for a certain vernacular use of the word vest, and depending on what country you live in, you either mean a sleeveless undergarment, sort of knitted pullover waistcoat or something. I don't know, I'm not a vest expert. This week we have a fold-out compromised modern democracy quiz, unpacking all the big questions of what it's like to vote for the party who'll select the person you want to vote for the party you want to vote for the person who'll lead the party, including such classic questions as, would you rather a candidate with ethical principles or someone who agrees with you? And do you really understand the complex policy issues you're talking about on Facebook? And is it better not to vote than vote in a corrupt system? And now it is time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice and Jenna, I am waking every morning with a sense of dread and malaise. I feel like I'm watching all the news, but knowing about it doesn't help. I'm hearing about shit that I can't fix. It feels like nothing I do matters, but I'm exposed to all this horrible stuff. My heart rate's up from the moment I wake up, and I can't even drink coffee anymore because it makes me even more jittery. Please help.
Well, that's a case of just not drinking enough water before you go to bed.
Yeah, I think, have you tried half a glass of water? More letters tomorrow, and remember, you can write in with your own letters at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. You can listen again tomorrow, and if you haven't done so before, listen in to our back catalogue, which is available on the feed that you are using now to listen to the thing you're listening to now. Thank you so much for bringing your expertise to our little podcast, Jenna. Did you have anything to plug?
Yes, I have a show at the Soho Theatre. March 17th to 28th. I mean, I'm not really hiring PR, so I don't know how I'm going to get to fill the room every night. So guys, just come, you know, just bring your friends. If you're not into politics, bring your enemies. Just invite your enemies.
That's Miscarriage of Justice at the Soho Theatre from the 17th of March. Do buy tickets, and buy tickets early, because otherwise we comedians end up in great distress looking at our ticket sales. It's very hard.
Yeah, that's such a compelling plug. Yes.
The Last Post is a Something Else and Bugle podcast production. I'm Alice Fraser. The executive producer is pirate radio entrepreneur and podcast prodigy Christopher D. Skinner. And our guest today was Jenna Friedman. See you tomorrow.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.